Good morning, and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Well, everyone, I hope you've been enjoying the holiday weekend. And are you still feeling a little stuffed, should we say? We had family here. We had a great time. And Rio, I think you had a good Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. All the trimmings?
Yep, the whole thing. The green bean casserole, which I was very happy about. Pumpkin pie. The bird was there too, but that's kind of tertiary to the other two.
He's kind of real. Well, I'm talking to our special guest, Julie Burmeister Lingle, who is here to also talk about Legos. She doesn't know that yet, but
she does now.
Legos?
Just an inside joke, everyone. We're in a good mood. It's the holidays and been with family, and so we're having fun. And we were supposed to have Kenneth from Ebricks here, but ran into a little, staff problems, illnesses, that type of thing, and enough staffing. So I told him I'd say nice things about him, though.
Well, that's nice of you.
And he thought that, too. Mm-hmm. He goes, oh, well, thank you. But you happened to stop by for Thanksgiving, Julie.
Yeah, I just kind of randomly was driving by and decided to stop.
My daughter, Julie, and her husband, Scott, and our granddaughter, Amanda, came from the other direction, of course, Salt Lake, and with Garrett. And so we've had a good time, haven't we?
We have. Yeah, we had a lot of laughs.
Yeah. And we were talking today about Rio, and I think you may have told us this, but what is your most favorite food looking forward to leftovers? And probably ties in with what is your favorite food for the Thanksgiving
dinner?
It's
the green bean casserole.
It is.
Yep.
It's the green bean casserole.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of green beans. I don't like onions, but I love green bean casserole.
Is that right?
Yep. It's so weird.
We had green beans, but they were sautéed in olive oil with garlic.
Why?
He's looking at me. I thought they were pretty good, Julie.
Because she's Dixie Burmeister.
Can I have two cans of cream of mushroom soup and some fried onion straws over
time? See, I love green beans. They're one of my favorite vegetables. I will just eat them for, fresh ones for lunch. Sometimes I raw in a salad. But so I want the fresh green beans, not with the casserole kind of thing.
Well, there's 364 days for those. There's one day for the green bean casserole. And if you don't put French, if you just use regular green, don't come next year. It's got to be the French cut.
Wow. He's particular.
I'm militant about
this. About the beans that go into his green bean casserole. And Grandma does make a good one, I have to say. But,
she does, but it is America, Rio, and you could do the green bean casserole anytime.
You could do the other green beans anytime, too.
Julie, what is your favorite leftovers? Let's go there, but which is really tied in with your favorite Thanksgiving? You're thinking about it.
Yes, okay. All of it.
All of it. All
I just
of it.
Love it all.
Of course I do, but what do you say about your mother's?
My mother
no pressure
makes,
on your mother's radio
no,
show.
No, she knows this. She makes the best gravy. I would take just a bowl of gravy, really, seriously. But
so would Dad.
I do use dressing or mashed potatoes or turkey to put the gravy over, but she does totally make the best gravy in my book.
Well, and of course your stuffing now, has taken over with the family. Julie's stuffing is awesome. Mm-hmm. And Fred, my husband, you know him.
Yep.
He tolerates the turkey so he can have the stuffing and the gravy. Those are his two top ones. Mine is the turkey. I truly love the turkey. And I manage, I kind of work it out so we have enough cranberry sauce. I make the fresh.
She, kind of makes a bag of cranberries per person who shows up.
Doesn't surprise me at all. I like the turkey. I'm more of a dark meat fan with the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Dark meat, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, then smother it all in gravy.
Oh, yes.
And then, you know, the primetime player of the King's Hawaiian rolls.
Oh,
to
you are.
Sop up everything else. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Make the little sandwiches with the mush at that point, because it's just so good.
I would say Scott, your husband, my son-in-law.
He likes it all. He's not a cranberry person, but he likes everything else.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so I didn't need to fix that one bag for him.
Yeah.
But speaking of leftovers, you guys, today is Saturday. And so you need to start thinking about, really, if you decided that you have too much turkey or you have too much, you know, too many potatoes or stuffing, you could freeze that too. It's time to freeze it. Don't let it go until Monday or Tuesday and go, ooh, I'm past the deadline. I'll just throw it in the freezer now. Because it's not at its peak of perfection, for one thing. And I say with turkey, well, and we certainly, we do have some turkey left. I would try not to fix a turkey per person, but I did. I have the whole turkey story. I mean, it is so ridiculous. I think I shared a little bit of this with our listeners last week, but just quickly. Okay. I heard about the shortage of turkeys, and I said different. And he agreed, better get the turkey early. And so I got, so we talked about getting the turkey the week before the final Thanksgiving specials come out in the supermarket. And I didn't care for the turkeys that were on sale. Hey, 97 cents a pound. But we like the honeysuckle. Julie, I have to laugh because it's probably across the road they're growing butterball, and on the other side of the road there's honeysuckle, or they might even be all raised together, who knows, but for some reason. And so I said to your father, I said, you know what, go check and see if they got the honeysuckle turkeys out, and they're probably going to be exorbitantly high. Well, he calls me and he goes, they're $1.49 a pound. And I go, yep, let's get it, because they won't be any cheaper, that's for sure. And that's not, so we get, and he couldn't find the, I wanted a turkey that was at least like 22 pounds, 23 pounds. So he calls me, he says, the biggest I can get is 19. And I go, okay, we'll get it, and then we'll talk about a turkey breast. So he comes home, and this is on a Tuesday, and you know the day that ads change, on Wednesday.
Yep.
There was the honeysuckle turkey for 47 cents a pound. One of our turkey stories, you know. So, and he was down there, and he called, and he goes, and guess what? They have almost a 23-pound one. I go, okay, get it. And we like smoked turkey, not particularly for Thanksgiving, but we like it, and it makes great soups and everything. So I said, why don't you, so let's get the 21. And then I also panicked about the turkey breast. I thought I needed another turkey breast. Now, how many people did we have for Thanksgiving?
Seven.
And my mom is she's very small quantities.
Mm-hmm. So essentially you had half a turkey per person.
It was getting close. So I would say if you have extra turkey, although we've been doing justice to the full turkey.
We have. That's the joy of cooks is the next day. You don't really need to make food.
You didn't need, Dixie, to make that turkey breast. But we're going to talk about the best way to freeze that so you maintain the good taste and quality without ending up with a dried, cooked turkey in the freezer. We'll be right back.
At Turner Toyota, now's the time to trade. 4Runners and Tacoma pickups are arriving daily. RAV4 and Highlander all-wheel drives are inbound too. Now's the time to trade. Turner Toyota needs your trade-in, so they're paying too much for 4x4 pickups and SUVs. The easiest way to trade is right on your phone at turnertoyota.com. You can drive home today and make no payments till next year. If you've got to get a new Toyota and you've got to get a great deal, you've got to get to Turner Toyota in Montrose right now.
Te hablo español.
You're tired of getting burned by high utility bills. You promised yourself this year's gonna be different. High Noon Solar can help you keep that promise. With High Noon Solar, you can enjoy energy independence and add value to your home with no money down. There's a variety of solutions available, and there are tax credits that can save you even more. Call High Noon Solar at 241-0209 for a free savings analysis, or go to highnoonsolar.com.
High Noon Solar, your empowering solar authority.
Black Friday sales? They're still on at Murdoch's Ranch and Home Supply, but not for long. And there's no better time to start your Christmas shopping. Looking for a gift for the outdoor adventurer? We've got that. Something to keep you warm and cozy? Well, we've got that too. For the DIY guy, furry family member, you betcha. But you need to hurry. These deals end Sunday, November 28th. Or while supplies last, shop your local Murdoch's or Murdoch's.com.
Looking for a unique gift for the person who has everything? The Tattered Tartan is your downtown Celtic and Scottish specialty store for all your Christmas giving ideas. Spread warmth and cheer this holiday season with woolen outerwear, but don't procrastinate. The Tattered Tartan wants to spread holiday cheer wishes by offering free gift wrapping with a donation to Rahab's Heart. The Tattered Tartan, your wee Celtic boutique, 552 Main Street, or online at TatteredTartan.com.
The Tattered Tartan, the Tattered Tartan, a wee Celtic boutique.
Here's that song again. Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My husband is a wonderful man and a great father when he's not drinking. I'm so angry he chooses alcohol over us. If he really loved us, he'd stop drinking, right? My counselor suggested I try Al-Anon. I didn't understand why. I'm not the one with the problem, but I'm glad I went. Do you worry about someone's drinking? You are not alone. Al-Anon or Alateen can help. Call 866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Riding the red wave.
Political tsunami.
Hang 10 with your bro, Sean Hannity.
Dude.
Weekday afternoons at 1. News Radio 1100. KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Oh, we're back here at 1100 KNZZ AM 92.7 FM. We're podcast. I have Rio, my guy, and
yes.
I've got something exciting to tell you about Rio. And Julie Burmeister Lingle, daughter, and here for the holidays. And we're having a lot of fun talking about, while we were on break, in fact, Rio could remember back in the day, many years ago, mm-hmm. When it was cold and you didn't have that extra refrigerator.
No, we put our leftover meats, the turkey and yeah. the ham and whatnot, in the old Oldsmobile.
Yes.
In the old Cutlass, broken down in the driveway. It was good for something still. You know, we
See?
Didn't have time to fix
Look
it over
what
the
you
winter.
Did.
So we would put it, you know, crack the window a little bit to get it just that much colder. And that's where, for leftovers, we'd have to go out to the car. And every once in a while, it'd just be too cold. So leftover Thanksgiving dinner was mashed potatoes, stuffing, green bean casserole, and sweet potatoes,
the turkey's
meat,
out in the Cutlass.
Because no one wanted to go outside. Yeah.
And so, of course, I think, I'll bet you all families have a turkey story or two, mm-hmm. Thanksgiving turkey story. And I have one that I have shared over the years, but I haven't, I don't think, talked about it lately. So some of you may not have heard this story. And it is true, right, Julie? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, whoa.
Hey. Well, you didn't see my eyes, you guys. I was giving her the look like, yes, it is mm-hmm. true when you say it. Well,
got to say it.
Okay.
The nod doesn't work in radio.
It has to do with yep. not having enough refrigeration, just like you were talking about. And I had baked the pumpkin pies, and, you know, they have eggs. They're custard in a way. And so I had a real thing about keeping them chilled and safe and all of that. Of course, you would expect that of me, I know. But I got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
At this house that we were living in at that time, in the laundry room, the dryer vent, you know, went out the side of the house. Mm-hmm. And so the dryer was already, was cold. Oh, yep. See you. Yes. Yes, Rio. Okay. Uh-huh. That is, I know you guys, but I mean, who's going to use the dryer on Thanksgiving, right? And so I put the pies in there to keep nice and cool. Now, you know your father. How many times have you ever seen him, let alone this being a holiday, but did you ever remember seeing him put something in the dryer?
I didn't think he knew he had one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Then okay, thank you. So, unbeknownst to me, he opened the dryer door and threw something in. And then I hear, clunk, clunk, clunk. Oh. And he stops and he goes, what? And he opens. And, of course, there's pumpkin pie that has been flung around in
everywhere.
The dryer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how fast it can happen. Because, of course, the minute he heard the clunking, he turned it off. But...
but the clunk, one clunk yeah, is
yeah,
too late
already. It's kind of like give everyone a fork and have let them have their turn at yep. the dryer. But yes, it's true. It really did happen. And of course, I've never done that again. But I mean, I'm looking at him very indignantly because, and he's mm-hmm. looking at me, put the pumpkin pies in the yeah. dryer.
Who puts dessert in the dryer?
And I go,
I'm with him there.
Well, you never use the dryer. How come you
Now he's not going to now. He doesn't know what's going to be in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there like a cobbler or a Coogan in the dryer now?
So you see, guys, we all have and all done some silly things. You know, when Scott, Julie's husband, she brought him home to introduce us. And so first time we met him and he was there for Thanksgiving.
I just want to say I introduced him as my boyfriend, not my husband.
Well, yes, that's
way
right.
You said that was, so I'm like, yeah, she brought yeah, him home to introduce
yeah, brought, okay, thank you for clarifying yeah. that.
I mean, you would have called your shot, I guess. You know?
And the electricity went off, and so I was having a breakdown about the food safety.
Yeah.
And so I made Fred run out, and at that time, I don't think we had to get, I think we were doing the Weber real thing. Charcoal. So he was trying to get charcoal going and stuff so we could save the turkey because I am thinking salmonella is setting mm-hmm. in because this turkey is only
by
half
the second,
cooked.
Yeah.
And of course, by the time he got that heated enough, we took the turkey out and electricity immediately
came
went
back.
On.
Yep.
But that was her, Scott's introduction to Julie, his girlfriend's mm-hmm. parents. How kind of crazy they are because we were
apparently it didn't scar him too much.
No, because we found out he's quite a good fit with craziness. So in our family, so getting back to leftover turkey, yes, you must know that this is the way we do things here. One thing can lead to another, mm-hmm. and there's like, oh, gotta tell that story.
We often get off topic.
Yeah, we do, but we really weren't totally. We're still on turkey, so we're okay. But what I like to do, even if, and it seems to me that everybody buys extra turkey broth in stock. And in fact, you've got two boxes on our counter that you were worried you wouldn't have enough for the stuffing. And I had like about six of those containers in the pantry. So most of us have some of that on hand, or you can go and grab some chicken broth. I like the unsalted and the
so now fat-free. How do you save your, what's the best way to save your
okay you
turkey.
Have that sliced up turkey. Now with the turkey breast, of course you guys will be taking a lot of that home, so it won't be a full turkey breast, but then I put it in a freezer. You could do it in a bag as long as you set this up right, you know, but I put it in a freezer container. And I would even suggest in the freezer container, if it's, you know, plastic, one of those, that you set a freezer bag in there and then put your turkey and then pour that broth over it. And it will make all the difference in the world when you thaw that turkey. It will taste really good. I have this thing about chicken and turkey, and if it's in the freezer, it just never
gets really dry.
Cooked, you know. Yeah. And the key is to keep it moist. And so you use that broth, and then, you know, you could, if you're deciding to make a turkey soup, well, then you already got some broth there. But, and it doesn't have to be just totally immersed in it, but submerged in it, but
enough
it
to
really
keep
does.
It kind of moist.
Yeah, yeah, it really does help. So that's my idea. And you should be getting that into the freezer pretty soon. They say about, actually for turkey, they give you a little more leeway, 3 to 4 days. So, and then the gravy, 1 to 2 days. And make sure you heat it up to 165. Well, the way we all were doing with our plates last night,
it's
putting them in the microwave.
Gravy.
Yes, yes. They were microwaved too hot. Your green bean casserole, mm-hmm. which I say would never last this long, it's safe for 4 days. But, you know, and I've never frozen green bean casserole, and I'm thinking because of if you put
the
milk
cream
in
soup.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It makes me think. Cranberry sauce, 2 weeks. But will it be left? No. Mashed potatoes, 5 days. Pumpkin pie, 4 days. And we're down to about half a pumpkin pie left right now.
How does pumpkin pie last 4 days? Like, just...
I know. No way. No way. And Amanda, our granddaughter, made a pumpkin crisp also, you guys.
Oh, that was good.
Very big hit. Very big hit. Apple pie, 3 days. Bread, 5 days. Stuffing, 4 days. And wine, I have to laugh, 3 to 5 days. Oh, 5 days could be a little flat. Don't you think? But
how does the wine even make it 2 days?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So keep that in mind. And as I said before, if you really think you have way too much turkey or one of these things that can go in the freezer, don't wait until the last day or the day after the last day to keep the taste and the quality and the safety. So there, we've talked about turkey food safety. And I must say, I always tell before Thanksgiving that you can't sit around the table for hours and hours and let those let the food sitting on the counter for all of that time, because there's that 2-hour safety period. But Amanda jumped up and started cleaning off the plates, and Garrett started gathering all the water thing, and Julie, you were a little busy, and Scott cleaned the turkey, and it went, everybody
went really
took
quickly.
A job,
yeah.
And it went quickly, and then we could sit down and enjoy it and think about the pumpkin pie that comes. Now, Rio thinks you should be able to eat the pumpkin pie right
first,
after.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know you have room for it. You may eat too much.
We, however, well, some of them then went out for a walk. Was that one block or two?
About one and a half.
Okay, now we're ready for pumpkin mm-hmm. pie. Pumpkin pie. And you know, if you whipped up too much cream, it really keeps pretty good and keeps the texture quite well, because whipping cream has a lot of butter fat in it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't become liquid overnight, like if you put spray that, what do they call
the
it?
Ready
in the
whip.
Can. Yeah. Yeah.
So we had that, the ready whip.
Okay.
And we went, you know, covered the pie.
Right.
Okay, needs a little more.
Yep.
And then, hey, we have it. So, right.
Yeah,
into
oh,
the
yes.
Mouth. Yep.
Oh, yeah. We've been there and done that, haven't we, with the can? Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You kind of line your finger with it.
Yep.
Yeah. See,
or
there's a technique.
Your full palm, and you pretend like you're a dog.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you would do that. You
yes.
would do that.
Some of us definitely would.
All right. Julie, what are some of the ways you guys like leftover turkey, besides a turkey sandwich, you know?
Well, if you have a lot of turkey, you can make turkey tacos.
Turkey tacos. And you know what? Like, by today, after eating all that, all those carbs, those rich... Something spicy will taste good. Turkey enchiladas also.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
very
a good,
good
idea.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Now, I don't know if you guys have your turkey carcass, because this is Saturday morning. I took the turkey carcass, which, and Scott did such a good job of taking care of that, and I put some broth, a couple of those containers with it, and some water, and the roasted bones of meats give you the best broth ever. Wouldn't you say that?
Oh, yeah, that's why bone broth is so popular these
days.
That
is right. And when, well, he gave me the signal, so this means we're going to have to take a break. But when we get back, let's talk about turkey soup and your versions of the soup, because you're known as the soup meister in our family, because you can throw together a soup and I mean, a matter of half an hour, and you've got a good soup going. In fact, you brought soup. You brought soup for the night before Thanksgiving. We'll talk about that. So don't go away, because Rio says he should be giving me a countdown now, but...
Just take one, whenever.
Okay, let's take it right now.
Let me give you an example of how Discovery Auto Group is different. I was once asked by a woman that would remind you of your own grandmother, if a customer is a good negotiator, do they get a better price? And I said, yes, at a typical car lot, that's exactly how it works. Then she asked, is that fair? And I had to answer, no, it isn't. And that's how we're different. All our customers get the same fair market price. The price of everything going up, we're again doing something very different. Now through the end of the month, come in, mention this ad, and get our inflation-fighting price. Come in today and discover the difference for yourself, and anytime at discoveryautogroup.com.
Don't let winter sneak up on you. Let A1 Heating and Cooling get your furnace serviced and ready to go. They're there when you need them, 24/7. A1 Heating and Cooling in Rifle, serving all of the Western Slope. Call 970-625-2136 or visit a1heatinginc.com.
1100 KNZZ, dependable weather.
Sunny for Sunday, Grand Junction 56, Montrose 55, mostly clear overnight, 32. Sunny on Monday, 57. 57 again on Tuesday.
Before the chill of winter hits us too hard, it's time to make sure your home is ready for the frigid weather ahead. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll cover a checklist to prepare the outside of your home right after this.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Here's a quick checklist to make sure the outside of your home is ready for winter. Do exterior doors close tightly? If not, repair them and replace worn-out weather stripping. If you can't find exact replacements, there are alternatives that can be mounted with self-adhesives, nails, or screws so they work in almost any application. Repair air leaks around windows with a tube of caulk. If you have storm windows, make sure that they are in place and check them for any broken caulk beads around the exterior of each unit. Remove any debris from window wells and make sure that your gutters and downspouts are free of leaves and twigs so that they can flow freely. Finally, check those storm drains to be sure they are clear as well. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
Hey, have you noticed all the new landscaping downtown?
That new landscaping does more than just add beauty to our community.
Really?
It's a rain garden, part of the community's green stormwater infrastructure plan. It uses natural vegetation to absorb rainwater, reduce flooding, and manage the effects of storms. It's one of the ways our community is managing the connection between how we use our land and manage our water resources, providing multiple benefits for all.
Learn more about how planners are working to help communities at planning.org. Brought to you by the American Planning Association.
Massive spending.
Booster doses.
Even higher prices.
To inflation.
All the stories that matter to your story.
It's a different story, isn't it?
News Radio 1100 KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Well, we are back here on National Bavarian Cream Pie Day, and I am here. Dixie's here with Rio, my guy. Gosh, Rio, I don't know how many years have we known each other. I think you were a baby when you first...
Maybe, but probably when you first started doing stuff with our stations here.
So that was probably...
04, 05, somewhere around there.
Well, and unbeknownst...
Like before you got the show.
Yeah, before I got this show, yeah. Because
closing in on 20 years at some point.
Yeah, we're going to have
15,
an anniversary.
16, 17, yeah.
Will it be like next year in 2022 that we would have our anniversary?
Yeah, maybe, I think. And then when did you start this show? Was it 2012, 13?
I used to do a version of this when I was still in my grocery... days, mm-hmm. In all of the territory, but they were shorter. But yeah, around 2002, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And you guys haven't kicked me out yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. But oh, did you hear the way he said that?
Not yet.
Well, and today's a big day for Rio. he let something slip, and I caught it.
Yeah, so...
So...
Well, today is my girlfriend's and I's three-year anniversary, but...
Congratulations.
She's not your girlfriend anymore.
As of last Wednesday, she's now my fiance.
Yeah, so he said, well, my fiance. And then he was going on, to, and I go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I caught
it up,
the word fiance. First of all, congratulations. Congratulations. We're so happy for you. And your health has, we all were sweating the time that you were in the hospital with COVID. And your wife, I mean, I'm calling her your wife already.
We're jumping ahead a little bit.
She had a horrible accident with her hand, and she's recovered. And look, what we said when I heard that, when you said fiancé, I thought, well, you guys have been through some tough times. And so if you can make it through that, you can make it through anything. So
yeah, it worked. It took about 4 months, almost 6 months of living together before we had actually spent the same, more nights in the same room than we had apart with her hand and my COVID and everything. Yeah,
yes, I believe it. I believe that.
So we'd spent more nights apart living together than we had living together.
So we're happy, and I invited myself to his wedding. How's that?
So a lot of people have.
I'm not the only one. You know,
Most of my family's invited themselves to my wedding.
Listen to what he just said. Most of his family invited themselves. So. But we're really happy for you.
My running joke is I have two siblings, and between the two of them, there's about 21 family members. And I said they can each bring one.
Oh.
And everybody didn't find that as funny as I did.
I bet not.
Probably not. No.
So we're happy for Rio, aren't we? Because you've got to know Rio over the years, because
absolutely.
I'm always dragging you in here. And a lot of times we're talking turkey because you're down for the holidays, and it's so much fun. And we were talking about leftovers and turkey and how to store those leftovers and how long and yada yada yada, but then we made it to soup. I tell you what, those turkey bones, it's just like, you know, if you do a beef roast, those bones are going to make great broth and turkey soup. And so tell us about your turkey soup.
Well, I do make this one if I've got all the right leftovers. So it's, you know, like a basic sort of turkey soup with vegetables and broth. And then I, if I've got leftover stuffing dressing, then I make dumplings. You take an egg and you make little dumplings. And so when your broth is hot, you drop the dumplings in there.
Oh my gosh,
so
your dad would love that.
Thanksgiving soup.
How come I've never had that before?
Yeah.
But it's okay. But, so you take
it's more
your
of
stuffing.
An accusation than a question.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
So it's
thank you,
like,
Rio.
I'm always like fearful when I'm on here. Like, you know,
that was a hey.
Do I share or do I share and get in trouble? Yeah.
So, like, you take like what? Maybe say you have 4 cups of stuffing left.
Right. So you like. You know, an egg or egg white, something to stick it together.
Just to stick it
so
together.
So you just kind of...
Right.
You,
and it's
you
already
look at me like I use recipes. Yeah. But,
well, you don't, I know. And neither
so
does
Amanda. So you just, you want it to be like wet enough that it sticks together so
something
that it
to
won't
adhere,
fall apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not, you know, want it to be so sticky then you can't make it into a ball. And then
and
you drop that in the hot.
Right.
As it's simmering or boiling, you drop those into the
that
soup.
Your dad
and
would love that.
Yeah.
I'm
so
sorry
you
won't be taking any stuffing home with you when you guys leave. No.
So then it's like a dumpling, but it's made with your leftover stuffing.
Dumplings.
Yeah.
Used to make those a lot. But used to is the key words there. But okay. So, and they're already seasoned. I mean,
right.
You got
so you
all
don't
that
need
great,
to,
great
yeah.
seasoning with it in. So, and what, just cook it for a few more minutes until they're
good. Yeah, so you have your turkey and the soup and carrots and celery. You know,
right. Well, yeah, exactly.
Broth,
and it's a time to, you know, if you made a vegetable platter, which hardly anybody eats yeah, at the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, use all that stuff up.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and then you make your dumplings and put in there. And
perfect. Could you make, okay, I'm my bohemian mind is going over to sometimes
turkey
we...
Turkey kolaches?
No. But, and we'll talk about kolaches for Christmas, but... taking the leftover potatoes, adding an egg.
I've done maybe, that with mashed potatoes even during the regular year.
Maybe
like the leftovers, and you can make little mashed potato patties. And
well, mashed potato patties, definitely. We've always had those. But I'm thinking you could make a dumpling. Potato dumpling. You know, you had, when you were growing up, your Grandma Hansen, your great-grandma Hansen's, sauerkraut, pork chops, and potato dumplings. Oh, so good. How can I be salivating after having pumpkin pie for breakfast this morning and that? But you could. I am sure there's a recipe for mashed potatoes. We always use the raw ones and grated them. But you could. Easily, you could. There is another use for your leftover potatoes, especially if you have already gone through the gravy. And
it's a good idea.
Mashed potatoes last longer than the gravy as far as food safety goes. But there's another idea. But those are some great ideas. Now, your turkey sandwich. Everybody seems to have their own kind of version now of a turkey sandwich. And what goes on yours?
Well, I like rye bread. And then
we have some.
Mm-hmm. You use the cranberry sauce, mm-hmm. sort of your...
We have a bit.
Mayonnaise, sort of. It's your
I agree.
Glue there.
Yeah.
And then dressing, and then turkey, and
mm-hmm.
that's it.
That's
or
it.
If you're going to like heat it up, a little bit of gravy on there, and then you heat that puppy up, and boy, that's good.
Oh, very good. I have a feeling that you're fixing lunch today.
You just feel whatever you want.
Okay. Now, this weekend, of course, I don't know how you guys feel about Black Friday, but I always try to stay away from it and go on Saturday or the next week. But Black Friday seems to have, I mean, there have been Black Friday sales now for how many weeks? Well, there was some in July with Christmas in July. But now people are getting serious about getting their shopping done and seeing if they can find things. And I asked you a question this morning because I'm seeing them advertised a lot and I've read about them. But, you know, the big thing now seems to be enameled cast iron cookware. And I asked you, they're very expensive. I mean, I suppose you can find different, you know, ranges of quality and that. But, and then I tried to do some more research on, is it better than a cast iron skillet or pan? And what's your take? I know you have a little, that you've been kind of looking at them as well.
Well, I did when I bought a Dutch oven to bake bread, really, was the main reason.
That's right, you guys, and I had a picture of that on the Facebook page.
But... what it came down to is really what you want to do with it. You can't use acidic things like tomatoes in a cast iron.
No.
You'd have to have an enamel one.
So there's that. There's an advantage there.
There's that. Then the enamel can chip sometimes. So then that affects the cookware. So they're both good, but for different purposes. So you have to really kind of. Yeah. If you're only going to buy one, then you have to really zero in on what it is that you want to use.
Yeah, because. I was reading that enamel cast iron should be used mostly over medium heat. And it's really not ideal for like braising, like you like to braise a pork chop and then put it
right.
in the oven. But you've got to get it really hot.
If you're going to use high heat, then you don't want the enamel. No. You want the
right.
the cast iron.
But and I have read many comments from many chefs, but just the everyday home cook as well. Like we are, it would be nice to have both.
Oh yeah, I think that's the ultimate. But if you're just going to buy one, then you got to really do your research and think about what it is, how you're going to use it, and then maybe hopefully get the other one later.
Right, right. And But they are not nonstick, although they say if you season your cast iron good enough that it almost is, but which means you're going to need some kind of fat, probably, you know, oil, you name it, a little. So there you go in that respect as well. When we get back, we'll talk about some more ideas, because I know Rio's wanting some ideas too for Christmas presents. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
This is not a table. This is craftsmanship. This is where you start the day and where secrets are shared. This is a business lunch and a corner office. This is a cocktail party and a fundraiser. Remembering when you were kids. This is sustainable Appalachian oak. This is the best meal in years, because it's not just a table. It's Benchmade by Bassett.
Save up to 50% and get extended financing during Bassett's Black Friday sale, going on now.
Ideally, you get the wisdom teeth removed before age 25. Later on, they can cause pain, infections, cavities that may contribute to problems on the teeth in front of them, which can be concerning. I'm Dr. David Lillian at Grand Junction Oral Surgery. If you have questions or concerns about your wisdom teeth, come and visit us for a consultation, at which time we'll discuss what treatment would be most beneficial for you.
Call Grand Junction Oral Surgery 241-2820 or visit grandjunctionoralsurgery.net.
Ah, the joys of selling your used car.
No, I won't meet you 4 hours away. Ugh, selling a car is so frustrating. No, I don't want to trade my car for a hot tub. Seriously, people? Will you take payments? Do I look like a bank? No, I won't. That's it. I'm selling the car to Red Rock.
Red Rock Auto Group wants to buy your car and save you the hassle. They'll even pay more than book value. Cash in hand today at Red Rock Nissan, Kia, and Hyundai.
You chose your home and car for a reason. They were the right fit for you. So why not make sure your insurance is the right fit too? Here's the deal. At State Farm, you can combine home and auto and save an average of $889. Talk to a State Farm agent to get the right home and auto coverage at the right price for you.
Hi, I'm Sean Brumella, your State Farm agent in Grand Junction. Call me at 523-9700 or visit gjagent.com.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Coronavirus is spreading in America, and I know we are all concerned. I'm Dr. Phil. Concern is understandable, but there's something you can do. Get the facts about practical ways to protect yourself and your loved ones, from cleaning your hands often to staying home if you're sick. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States. It takes all of us to combat coronavirus. Go to www.cdcfoundation.org to learn more about protecting yourself and your community.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE. Or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Radio you can depend on. Facing so many topics has affected him.
You know I'm a sociopath and a bad person.
But we still like him. Jesse Kelly. Weekday evenings at 7 KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Well, and we are back. I got Rio here, my guy. Been with him for many, many years. Mm-hmm. Been with Fred longer, of course. But yeah. You know, and my daughter, Julie Burmeister Lingle. Sometimes I always forget to add the Lingle. I don't know. I really do like my son-in-law. We've been having a lot of fun talking about, you know, what to do with the leftovers and how to store, you know, how to store them in the freezer, et cetera, so they keep flavor and food safety and those types of things, and all the good things you can do with leftover turkey. The enchiladas are really singing to me. I'm thinking that sounds really good. But, of course, this is a big shopping week, and it's kind of like, okay, it's time. If you haven't been serious before, it's time to be serious. And we talked about, like, a very expensive gift would be the enamel-coated cast iron pots. And I want a deeper cast iron. I think I maybe want the Dutch oven, because I don't want, when I sear like pork chops, I don't want that popping out all over the stove, so I have to clean the whole stove. But I want to get that extremely hot temperature. And then once you sear them, you pop them in the oven for, you know, really not very long, about 15 minutes, and they make the best. But there are a lot of other kitchen utensils that you consider, like I consider the grapefruit spoon an essential one, because I grate pepper, I grate ginger with that, and I peel it with that. I use probably my grapefruit spoons for so many things other than grapefruit. What's one of your favorite kitchen tools?
More recently, those scissors that have come up that have the multiple blades to cut, like basil or cilantro, because it slices it very nicely and very easily. It's just, it's a little bit of a pain to clean up.
I will agree.
I use it a lot more than, I bought them on a whim, and I use them more than I thought I would.
Well, and you bought them on the whim, and then I got involved with them, and I gave Amanda a pair, and I have a pair. And you're right. They really do, though, do a nice job of, and that's a nice Christmas gift idea, or stocking stuff, or whatever you want. I say good knives. But I say they don't have to be like $400 or $500 knives.
No. A good knife is always a nice gift.
Right. You know, I think Dad and I paid for, I have a couple of Cuisinart chef's knives, and I think we paid maybe $50-$60 for one of them, a couple sizes. But I use them all the time. You know that. You see it. And here we're having so much fun talking, and Rio's holding up his hand like, you know, you're going to have like about 4 minutes left. Yeah. Yeah, we are. What's the other big day? Today is a big day, your 3-year anniversary of being boyfriend, girlfriend, and this year you proposed.
3 days of being engaged.
At Botanical Garden, where they already had the Christmas lights.
Had the Christmas lights on. It was great.
You get an A+ for
Thank
that. You.
You
really
yes,
do.
Yes, you do.
I love that. I love
it. Happy accident, for sure.
rocked it, though.
Yeah, you did. You rocked it. But there's a football game going on
today. Yeah, it's Ohio State-Michigan Day. Mm-hmm. So it's the team up north against the good guys.
Against the good guys, yeah. And we're not asking for any predictions because we don't want
to. It's not going well right now, but still 3 quarters left.
There you go. That's the thing. Yeah, and so. I know the guys that our guys that are home are looking for, they've been watching pregame for I don't know how long. And so, yes, they are.
But my 3 doctors would very much like it if Ohio State starts playing defense. Because then they won't have to see me next week.
I gotcha. Okay. Hey.
So, if Docs, we could get that would be great.
If you're out there, Docs.
Yeah.
So, now what you, if you were home watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
Would you, after all this Thanksgiving stuff, like pull out what's left of the charcuterie tray, now we call it, which was just an appetizer tray before, would you, and pull out some turkey, or do you have something totally different?
No food for this game.
No food.
There's no food for me for Ohio State, Michigan, because if it goes the way it's going right now.
Yeah.
One, I'm going to be sick to my stomach and not want to eat the food. Okay. Or there's a tendency to throw things. And so as long as we keep the pillows on the couch, we're good. Because they're pillows. They're fine. It won't break anything. Yeah. Food, I will have to clean up.
Okay. That's
remote
a good
controls,
reason.
Phones.
Wouldn't you say, Julie?
Good reason. I think staying away from him during this time is a good idea.
I can't eat during this game.
Yeah.
I'm too nervous.
Sure you are.
Too wound up.
Sure.
Can't I don't do it.
Of course.
Any other game.
I was going to say any other game, but this is the game.
Yeah, this is the game. Yeah. It doesn't matter and that we're 10-1. If we get home tonight and we're 10-2, I don't care about those 10 wins.
Yes, I hear you.
Loss.
I hear you. Yeah. So. Yeah. So let's send good wishes Rio's way. He's had such good things happening. And you know what? We only just touch the list of ideas, kitchen utensils on that. And he is telling me that we are out of time. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Julie and I walked the Serpent's Trail yesterday, which was absolutely wonderful. And suggest you get out and do something like that. And you probably have, because we saw a lot of people out doing the same thing and having a good time and relishing those last moments you have with family before everybody starts going their different ways, which it does happen. But thankful that you could all be together and that the turkey turned out good. And if you had a few mishaps, well, hey, it's just a food mishap. And so the priority of the things would be being together with family. And so get out there and enjoy the rest of the weekend. And hey, I'll be at the gingerbread contest and showcase next Saturday at this time. We'll still have the show going, but check it out at palisadecoc.com, or you can go to 1100knzz.com, get the link, and let's celebrate good times and have some fun at the old-fashioned Christmas next Saturday. Check out all our details. I'll see you at the gingerbread contest, of course, and those 500 bags of cookies. Take care.